Good morning, friends. This is Brother Ephraim again with the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. We're glad you called in. May the Lord bless you and guide all of us together. This morning, I would like to read a verse to you in Matthew chapter 7, verse 6. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you. This might be a verse that's not so easily understood. But if we meditate on it, I don't think it should be too hard to understand it. Let me give you my understanding of that this morning. Let's talk about the nature of dogs and swine. What are dogs like? Well, today we see a lot of dogs that are pampered, that are quite different from what dogs were known to be historically. So I'm talking about historically. I'll tell you, I was in Haiti some years back, and I got a good picture of what dogs were considered to be like in the Bible. There you had these scoundrels that were skinny and hungry, and they would walk around looking for anything they could chew on, anything they could eat. They'd dig through the garbage and, you know, not very appealing, not very nice-looking creatures, and just out there scoundering away, looking what they could find for themselves. Nobody really liked them. They just were there. How about swine? Imagine somebody taking a filthy pig out of the mud, wash it up, make it nice and clean, good smelling, and then assume that the pig appreciates what you just did. And you let it go, and guess what? It'll go right back into the mud. That's where it wants to be. That's what feels good to it. It enjoys the filth. It just does whatever feels good. So, you have dogs that will run around looking for whatever they can have for their own advantage. They'll chew things up. They'll eat things. They won't ask permission. They'll just take it, whatever they can get. I had a dog once that just loved chewing. He just chewed on anything. It got so old, he would chew on plastic. He'd chew on leather. He'd chew on you name it. It just kept going. It chewed on the sheep till their ears were all bleeding. It just didn't care. I thought, well, a puppy likes to chew. He'll soon get over it. And I worked with him. He just never got over it. It just kept going. The damage was pretty great eventually. And I had enough, and I got rid of that dog. So you imagine people that are selfish, they don't mind destroying things if they get some good out of it. Or like swine, people that are filthy, people that you can't get out of the filth. If you do, they'll just go right back in. So you don't give these people holy things. What holy things shouldn't we give them? Should we give them the word, which is holy? Yes, definitely we should. I don't believe it's talking about not sharing the word of God with those people. If they do reject it, it doesn't seem like they would take it under their feet and turn again and rend you. If we share the word of God with people that will hate us for it and persecute us, they might rend us physically. They won't destroy us spiritually most of the time. In fact, persecution historically has seemed to always purify the church and make it grow much faster. So I don't believe it's talking about not sharing the gospel such people. There's other holy things that we are not to share with them. Let's consider a few. How about Holy Communion? How about Holy Baptism? Holy Spirit conversion. We shouldn't attribute that to filthy people and bring them into our midst. The holy kiss, or holy fellowship, the acceptance of their presence, the acceptance of their belonging to God. If we do those things, they will destroy the church. They won't appreciate the holy things that you give them. Maybe to their own advantage they will, as long as it's to their advantage. But they'll continue to wallow in sin, and they'll bring reproach on the church. They'll bring influence that the church doesn't need. There's nothing that destroys the church as quickly as unholy people within. The church is usually destroyed from within much easier than what it is from without. How about holy matrimony, marriage? If you are a young lady, or if you're a father with young ladies in your home, don't give yourself or your daughters to dogs or to swine. Don't give them to someone who is selfish, someone who is filthy, someone who will just use things for his own benefit. There again, it will destroy you. Selfishness in marriage, self-centeredness, self-pursuit are very destructive. A lack of appreciation for holiness will result in a marriage without the Lord Jesus. And there's no way for it to be blessed by Him. They're again bringing destruction. The church is to be a separate people, separated unto God, called according to His purpose, busy doing His work. And if we are accepting of unholy people who call themselves Christians, and there are a lot of them, we accept them into our midst, that would destroy a church. Like I said, the church is destroyed much quicker from within. So giving these holy things to people that are like dogs or like swine will destroy the church very quickly. I believe this is what the verse I read in the beginning is talking about. Let me read that verse again. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you. God bless you, my friends. Live a holy life to the praise and glory of Jesus.